Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Blog Radio Show, brought to you by WebAboutBiz.net, and you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday to you, Queen. This is Queen Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live on this beautiful day, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a big success. Welcome, welcome to the show, everyone. Thank you so much. This is a great time for you to go ahead and get that pen and notepad because we have an information-packed show today. As you know, all this month of March, we have been talking about the prosperity code, and I've been providing you with various tools and resources to really get your roadmap going when it comes to being prosperous in your business. And of course, today is absolutely no different. We're going to be talking about business growth strategies. I'm going to be unlocking some secrets for you on scaling your small business, from leveraging digital marketing and social media to optimizing your productivity and streamlining your daily operations. So stay tuned for later on in the show as we bring you this very valuable piece of information as part of our theme, The Prosperity Code. Again, business growth strategies coming up in just a little bit. We also have for you 7 questions of business leadership, preparing your mind for greatness. We're going to be talking about our goal setting program today, and I'm going to be sharing some things with you that I think you may not know about goal setting, and you might want to reconsider not setting your goals, right? Because we have so many business women that are not setting their goals at this time. And a lot of the times it's because they are feeling intimidated. And I shouldn't even say they, I should include we, because I'm a businesswoman. But I want to just, you know, some of the things that other business women are sharing with me is that, number one, they feel totally ill-equipped to set their goals. You know, they really don't have that clarity and that, you know, that clearness that they need to really know what it is that they're trying to accomplish. And then also, a lot of business women are telling me they're just feeling overwhelmed because they have so many other activities, they have so much going on. So I'm going to be addressing some things about goal setting that I want you to know and why you don't have a choice but to hold it priority in your life. If you want to see results in your life and in your business, right? And these two things are coming from one person, right? You have one life, and the businesses that you create are stemming from you. So therefore, your goal setting has to encompass pretty much all of the things that you want. But for today, I'm going to share with you why goal setting is so important for business. I want to keep drilling that fact because as business women, I think we're just feeling overwhelmed and just not understanding which way to turn sometimes when it comes to creating business success. So we'll talk about that in just a little bit, right? For right now, again, I just want to welcome everyone to the show, and I want to go ahead, start the show off God's way with a prayer, right? So let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning. Thank you, thank you. And thank you for allowing us to have another day to accomplish our business dreams and our business goals. Bless us, O Lord, as we pursue being queens of our empires, queens of action, and queens of leadership, O Lord. Let us not procrastinate on our business goals and tasks, but be steadfast, unmovable, and yes, Lord, unshakable with the faith that is within us. We ask for a special blessing over all of those women who might be at this time struggling with debt, feeling alone and isolated, not sure which way to turn. Let them know, Father, that they are not alone. Give them inner peace and strength, and send those resources and others to them, O Lord, that can help. Father, we thank you for all of the blessings that you have given us, and we embrace and accept all of those blessings that are yet to come. We have faith in you, O Lord. We are right here, O Lord, and we want, Father, to be that living testimony. Father, I thank you for Successful Woman Radio and for all of the listeners that support the show. In Christ's name, I pray, amen. Yes, I pray that everyone had a wonderful weekend and that you did take that time to do some joy pampering. You took some time on Sunday evening to review your calendar for the week and to really look at the activities and what it is that you want to accomplish. Again, our March theme is the Prosperity Code, and we are in week three, and we'll be discussing business growth strategies. Again, I'm going to be sharing information on tools and knowledge needed to take your business to that next level. At this time, let us move right into our seven questions of business leadership. Go ahead and get out your Successful Woman Radio journal or your pen and notepad. And of course, always date it, because this allows you to go back on a particular Monday that you want to take a look at your notes on and figure out how you're going to implement some of the things discussed on the show within your business. Here's question number one. Will I commit to preparing my mind for greatness each morning this week? Yeah, this is just such an important thing. You know, what I'm realizing is that as women, we do have issues with consistency and developing strong habits, right? Because we oftentimes are multitaskers and we are doing so much. Now, don't get me wrong, because there are times that multitasking will come in handy, right? You know, we are naturally mothers, regardless of whether you have a child or not. We are naturally mothers, and God instilled in us the nurturing and emotional aspects needed to be that mother. But we are also leaders. We're also business women, and we have several other things that we do in our lives. And sometimes multitasking can work against us instead of for us. And I think in the business arena, that this is one time that we really need to not multitask, but to work on a schedule, set our goals, create a system of how we plan everything, and then work on it one at a time so that those things can get accomplished. So very, very important. So asking yourself this question, will I commit to preparing my mind for greatness each morning, is about you utilizing the process of these things that will help you to harness and really tap into your personal power: prayer, self-belief, customized affirmations, and unshakable faith. These things are going to help you to strengthen your personal power and guard you against anything that does not enhance your life. And you might be asking yourself, every single morning? Oh, yes, sister, every single morning. We need this because we are exposed to so many things in our lives, right? So many different things. I was just talking to another business associate, and she was sharing with me at how, you know, now social media is just a bombardment of offers and sales, you know, sales pages, and, you know, it's such an interference these days, and yet we're business women, so we need to make sales as well, right? But there has to be a balancing, and I would say a customized balancing act on our part to make sure that we are, you know, utilizing social media in an effective manner. And I talk about this right now because preparing your mind for greatness and guarding your mind really is you also recognizing that you need to do what's best for you as far as communications and information is concerned, right? If you don't practice preparing your mind for greatness, if you don't practice waking up in the morning and before your feet hit the ground, giving God thanks for the day and, you know, repeating customized affirmations and all of these things, then what happens is that you leave the doors of your mansion, which is your mind, you leave the doors of your mansion open for anyone to come in and rob that. And that's not really what you want. Now, I know many of you who are longtime listeners, you hear me talk about these analogies and you hear me talking about preparing your mind for greatness. But I can't explain it any simpler than I explain it right now on how important this process is. A lot of people always want to ask me, how am I doing it? How am I making it happen? How have I been in business for so long? What am I doing? And again, it is preparing my mind for greatness. This is what I'm trying to impart to you. I'm trying to share this with you so that you too can have many of the blessings that I receive, so that you too can have these same blessings. You too can grow and expand your business and feel great about all of the things that God is allowing you to do, especially with using your talent and your potential. Here we go on number two. Am I effectively balancing passion and profitability in my business? You know, reflect on whether or not your business aligns with your personal goals while also being financially sustainable for yourself, right? Consider how you can enhance the profitability without compromising other aspects. In other words, ladies, we cannot have 12 and 16, 18-hour days of work and burning ourselves out and not have some kind of balance there. The other thing that I'm really learning also is that, in the words of Tony Robbins, and he's right, making money should not be that hard. It should not be as difficult as we are making it. So we have to be careful about how we are generating our funds, the systems that we've created in our business, okay? And I'm going to be talking about, you know, growth strategies that you may want to incorporate in your business. Here is number three. How can I strengthen my online presence and marketing strategies? Now, this one is most important. As you know, there are three things and three things alone. If you had to say, hey, what should I be doing in my business? These three things are at the top of the list. You should be marketing, generating leads, and closing the sales, right? And all three of these things are codependent upon each other. So first, you have to make sure that you've got your marketing in place, right? So assess your current online presence, including building your mailing list, your website, social media, and your marketing efforts. You know, consider talking to a marketing consultant or taking some marketing courses so that you can be up to date and in the know on the best way to market your business. Look at your industry. Take industry classes and workshops or webinars, right? Look at what others in your industry are doing. Use surveys to survey your clients. So this is very important as you assess your current online presence, right? And this is most important. Enhance your visibility with videos, free offers, and guest interviews to connect with your target audience and effectively communicate, you know, your unique value for your products and your services. So this piece right here, question number three, is very important, and you're going to have some answers, and your answers may lead you to go back to the drawing board and actually develop your marketing strategy. Here's number four. What learning opportunities can I pursue to enhance my skills? Listen up, queens. As the CEO of your business, continuous learning is so key here. So it's important for you to identify areas where you can expand your skills whether it's related to your product, service, marketing, technology, you need to keep yourself updated, savvy, and in the know at all times as the CEO of your business. Number five, what will I do to hold myself accountable to my business this week? Wow, now that's a big question, and it's a very important one because accountability is everything. And what I've figured it out, I really have figured out, and I have another piece of the puzzle to our success path. And here's what I've learned. What I'm learning is that oftentimes as businesswomen, we don't hold ourselves accountable. So as a result, there are several planning pieces of the success puzzle that are just not being tended to. Some of those pieces are we're not effectively goal setting, okay? And here's the thing, goal setting is the foundation to all manifestation. So if we're not goal setting, I definitely know no manifestation is occurring. And so this is why it's important for you to create that realistic action plan and specific tasks to accomplish what it is that you want to experience in your business, okay? So here's what's important. What's important is that you develop some type of accountability system. That could be an Excel spreadsheet with some of the things that you need to know, how many leads are coming in, how many email campaigns were sent out, different things that you need to know that are going to help you be more productive in your business. So regularly check in with yourself, assess your progress, and make adjustments as you need to. And this should be done on a daily basis. Consider leveraging tools like productivity apps or setting up a peer accountability system. Participate in the Women About Biz goal setting program. All of these things that I mentioned are all to help you hold yourself accountable, right? By holding yourself accountable, you're going to foster that discipline that you need and drive that is essential for sustaining the growth of your business, you know. And again, this brings me back to Hebrews 12:11. Discipline is painful, however, or nonetheless, it brings peace and righteousness to those of us who have been trained by it. Powerful, powerful scripture, Hebrews 12:11, for those of you that are needing to write that down. And discipline is one of those things that's desperately needed when you're talking about accountability, because accountability and being held accountable to yourself and to others is something that is a habit that has to be practiced every day and reinforced every single day in order for your subconscious mind to receive it and not put up any sabotages towards you doing it. And this is key. So keep that in mind, right? It's consistency. Here's number six. Am I prioritizing self-care and well-being in my entrepreneurial journey? You know, I put this in there because this is from my own personal experience. You know, sitting at the desk all day long can truly cause some issues. And I know for me, I can't sit at the desk any longer all day long. I have to take breaks every 45 minutes. I have to take a 15-minute break. I've got to stretch because I am getting older and I'm dealing with some nerve issues and some eyesight issues that I think may have been caused by me sitting at the desk and using the computer so much. So again, I got a reminder about self-care and taking care of me. What does it profit us to generate income, you know, accomplish all of our goals, but we aren't healthy enough or have enough energy to even enjoy what we've labored for? So I want you to think on this. And I want you to assess your work-life balance and your well-being. And I want you to ask yourself, am I taking breaks? Am I setting boundaries and finding moments for my own self-care? Yes, queens, it's time for us to put the air mask on first. It's time for us to prioritize and put ourselves first, because we aren't able to be the queen of our empire. We aren't able to effectively be good friends, be the best mommies that we can. We aren't able to do a lot of things when we do not take care of ourselves. So prioritize your mental and physical health to sustain your passion and creativity for the long run, okay? Last but not least is question number 7 on the 7 questions of business leadership. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is my belief level, right? And so belief has everything to do with your success, because when you don't honestly believe that something can happen, or what you've purposed to do will happen, when you have doubts, self-doubt, it causes you to be dysfunctional, or it can cause you to be dysfunctional, right? And I want you to understand is that you have it all within your control. One of the supernatural powers that we do have is belief. We have the ability to believe in whatever we're doing, and we have the ability to take that belief to a high degree or high level that we call unshakable faith, right? That's that level of belief so deeply rooted that it compels us to take swift and immediate action on all that we do, which is so very important. When we do that, incredible things begin to happen for us. So again, belief is something that has to be worked on, but the antidote, the cause and effect to really developing your belief level and strengthening it to the fact that when you have ideas, you take immediate action. When you need to get something done, you don't procrastinate, you go right to it. It has to do with that belief level and its conditioning. So it requires you to make a pact with yourself that you are going to take action. That is the solution. That is the thing that will help you believe in yourself more than anything else is taking action. And once you take action, sometimes you're not always going to succeed with whatever you're taking action on. It may not work out, but that's okay. The point is that you've got to take the action, because more times than none, the actions that you take will succeed. And it's those actions that are going to work together to convict your belief system and take it to a higher degree, a higher level. And there is no limit to how high you can take your belief level, okay? Which with each level that you go up, you will experience it, because your belief is tied directly into your actions. You will start seeing your goals being accomplished. You're going to start seeing things change around. Your to-do items are going to be marked complete. You're going to start trusting others to help you with your business, realizing that God called you to be a leader and to be a steward, a good steward over what you have been given, right? And so again, this is very important, this last question here, in working on your belief system. And if things have not been working out for you, if you feel like, I don't know, I've been trying this business thing for quite a while now, some things are just not happening that I would like for them to happen. You know, sis, a lot of it has to do with your belief in yourself, in the system that you're using. And it may help you to have a power talk with me. You know, for all of you who are listening, as you know, each year we do a reset, and every businesswoman can schedule a free coaching session, which is a full value of $125. So if you have not had your power talk here, go ahead and get scheduled. Now, if you are a silver member in our Crown Club, that means that at the top of every quarter, so for the first 30 days of every quarter, you get to go ahead and schedule a coaching session for that quarter to help you hone in on the things that you need to be focused on, to help you with any resources that you might need, to help you get yourself set for that quarter. So again, that's very, very important. So there you have it, the 7 questions of business leadership. Ask them of yourself as often as you need to, because your answers are really going to provide to you tasks and different things that you should do. They will provide clarity for your goals as well. If you just tuned in, you're listening to No Other Than, the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, and I want to welcome you to the show. I want to go ahead and go right into preparing your minds for greatness again. I'm not going to be long, but what I want to recommend that you do with the preparing your mind for greatness exercise is that, number one, if you'll remember, there are 5 areas that I want you to be focused on in preparing your mind for greatness. Prayer, self-belief, right? Working on the believing in yourself, taking that action so that your belief level goes up, customized affirmations, and unshakable faith. Together, these things help you to activate your personal power. So what I would recommend that you do first of all, okay, is until you get used to it, one of the suggestions I have is to script everything out. Yep. Write out your prayer that you want to have for the week, you know. Where self-belief is concerned, look at what you need to take action on this week and what you need to talk to yourself about taking action on. Customized affirmation, create a couple of affirmations or one affirmation that really resonates with you and that encompasses the things that you need to take action on for the week, right? And then with unshakable faith, that level of belief so deeply rooted, it compels you to take swift action. Again, that's your commitment to take the action, because you know if you take that swift and immediate action on what it is that you want to happen for this week, you automatically know that it is going to increase the amount of faith that you have within yourself, thereby strengthening your belief system as well, okay? So if you script out everything, meaning write everything out, write your prayer out, okay, for self-belief, write out some things that you want to accomplish for yourself this week, customize affirmations, get a 3x5 index card and write out that affirmation. And if you need to do duplicate cards, one in your purse, one on the mirror, one at your desk, then do that. You can even screenshot it and put it on your phone as a screensaver. And then, of course, unshakable faith. You're going to seal all of this up with unshakable faith in taking that action, right? Because every time you take action, it actually seals the deal with unshakable faith by helping it to grow. And soon you find yourself just taking action and not worrying about what won't work. You're more concerned about taking the action, right? And then, of course, again, those 5 things come together to seal the deal for your personal power and help to activate it so that throughout the day, whatever comes your way, you're utilizing and tapping into your personal power to help you see it through, whether it's positive or whether it's having to deal with something that is stemming from a negative nature. You're going to turn that around into something positive. And so, again, preparing your mind for greatness is about guarding yourselves. It's about reinforcing, right? And, you know, one of my favorite scriptures that I have been reading over this last couple of months is Philippians 4:6-8. First part of it says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, right? God doesn't want us to worry about our businesses not working. He doesn't want us to worry about where we're going to get the money from to pay bills, to do certain things. What God wants us to do is to have faith in Him, is to have faith in the powers that He has bestowed upon us, in the systems He has created within us to help our own selves with the help of not take us or leave us alone. And the scripture goes on to say, in the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Yeah, we're not going to understand everything. It will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Oh, yes. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things. And so we should have our minds consumed with the fact that we should not be anxious about anything, that with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, that we're always to let our requests be made known to God the Father. And so this is why preparing your mind for greatness is so very, very important. Oh, yes, God the Father has our backs, and there's no need for us to be validated by anyone or given authority by anyone to be a successful business owner. It's already there, okay? Moving on, again, I've had a lot of people to email me asking me about creating their ebooks using AI. We are now working on turning the workshop information into a full course. Stay tuned because it will be coming back up and be available in April. So I'm just very excited about that. Also, a big thank you to all of you who are participating in our goal setting program. It is a very important part of being a businesswoman, and we have put goal setting at the forefront at Women About Biz. I consider it one of the most important parts of the membership that we have, because we are committed to helping you learn the vision hierarchy system and create a system that will help you. So every month at Women About Biz, when you are part of the Crown Club, you are able to reset your new month and start preparing for your success for that month. So at the end of the month, we come out with a goal planner for the following month, right? And so your goals planner, it comes complete with instructions that give you tips for working on that particular month, because it might be within a new season or a new quarter. So we remind you of things. We also give you a sample schedule that you can fit into your calendar for working on your goals, what have you. But also we give you the layout of the hierarchy by creating a goal sheet where you list three goals that you're going to be working on for the month. And as you know, it doesn't stop there. But within those worksheets, it guides you to go ahead and set tasks to those goals. And it just moves you right on through the hierarchy system. And if you have not been utilizing that, I really highly encourage you to do that as soon as you can. Okay. All you need to do is log in to member.womenaboutbiz.net. Again, member.womenaboutbiz.net. That gets you right into the member portal. And then on the left-hand menu, if you're coming from your computer, go ahead and scroll down until you see coaching. And as you click on coaching, select the tab goal setting, and you will automatically, you'll see a link that will ask you to join the group if you have never did the goal setting program before. And then that will open up the schedule for the month of March. And then, of course, every month following, there will always be a new schedule within the goal setting. It's also where you can ask questions about goal setting as well, right? You might want to share, you know, I've been having a problem with accomplishing this and this goal. I think the problem is this. Any suggestions on how I may go about accomplishing this goal? And I will come right in there and give you some suggestions. And the suggestions I give you may help other people, right? And the suggestions I give other people may help you. And that's how the goal setting program works. And so, again, I want to encourage you to be a part of the goal setting program, because in order for you to manifest the things that you want, just think how you can be holding yourself up because of refusing to set your goals or procrastinating on setting your goals. You may be holding yourself up from your blessings, manifesting the things that you want. So again, I want to remind you of that. If you have not already, also check out our Knowledge Center, definitely located in the Crown Club's member portal. You know, we have so many wonderful detailed how-to articles categorized for you. So all you have to do is just go right in the Knowledge Center and really start clicking on some of the articles that can really help you with a lot of different things. Many of your articles have been taken from subjects and topics we've talked about here on Successful Woman Radio, so they will help you tremendously, okay? Again, if you're wondering how to get in the Crown Club, how to belong, just go to member.womenaboutbiz.net. You're given two links, one link to sign in or one link to sign up if you are not a member of the Crown Club just yet. So I want to encourage you on that. Again, it is 12:34 after the hour, and you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. So excited that you're here with us today on the show. I just want to remind everyone, if you have not already did this, here we are getting ready to come up on a new quarter, right? We're coming up on a new quarter. So this is the time that you actually start also evaluating first quarter of 2024 so you can determine what didn't happen. You know, if you got off track, when did that happen, why it happened, and you're going over all of these things and evaluating it so that you can know how you need to proceed moving forward. You know, you never want to repeat things that you made mistakes on or poor decisions. You don't want to repeat habits that really did not work out on your behalf. You want to correct those things and as you move forward. But if you never take the time to stop and evaluate and ask yourself, well, why did this happen this way? Okay, I won't do it this way again. Well, let me see what happens if I do the opposite of that. I tried to do everything on my own. Let me just really try to delegate. Let me talk with Queen Trina in a power talk conversation and find out, you know, what suggestions she may have for me of learning how to delegate to others. So again, this is a good time to schedule in your planning time, your CEO planning time. This is a good time to schedule some time for you to look at evaluating all the first quarter, January, February, and March. Now, to fully evaluate, what I would suggest that you do is to, first of all, from a financial standpoint, wherever your money is going into when someone pays you, whether that is your personal checking account, your PayPal account, or your Square or Stripe account, what you're trying to find out is what were the deposits made into your checking account that were from your business? What were the deposits made? So you need to pay attention to that, okay? Very important. Know what those deposits are and add them up, and that is going to give you what you made for first quarter, January, February, and March. You know, your banking statement may not be out for March yet, but you can still go into your online and take a look at what those deposits are. And, you know, be honest with yourself. If that number is not what you want it to be, then yes, Queen, you have to figure out how to get there, how to get to that number. One of the most important responsibilities of being the CEO over your business is that it's the CEO's responsibility to set the vision for the company, the direction that the company should be going, and also setting what sales goals should be implemented in order for that business to get to the next level or to grow in a healthy manner. And when you're not giving yourself enough time to be in your CEO role, then what happens is that you really could be impacting the amount of money that needs to be generated, right? Because there are different things that need to be going on. So keep that at the forefront. So I want to recommend to you, number one, as you evaluate, again, print off those checking account statements. Number two things that I think is important If you have a journal, because I'm always recommending that you keep a business planning journal to just express your feelings, what didn't work, what might work the next time, or what have you. But review your journal for January and February and March up until this point, because there may be some aha moments in there for you as well. And of course, if you're not journaling, you know, I definitely recommend that you do this. It's one of the ways you can keep yourself from feeling overwhelmed, okay? Here's the third thing that I want to recommend to you when it comes to evaluating your business. You know, in the seven questions of business leadership, it talks about, you know, how can you assess your business marketing and pay attention to that. As I said before, the three most important things that you have to look at in your business is marketing, generating leads, and closing the sales. And all three of those things are interdependent upon each other, right? And so, again, you definitely want to look at your marketing. You want to ask yourself, you know, have I been marketing consistently? How many leads do I generate on a monthly basis? You know, how many people that I have requested information have actually purchased something from me? So I want you to be paying close attention to all of those things, right? And then as you evaluate, I think you need to evaluate yourself from an accountability standpoint. You know, am I following up and following through on things that I should be doing as the CEO of my business? Am I being the ambassador of my business? Am I branding the business effectively? Am I doing video? So you've got to be asking yourself all of these questions, because evaluation is key and it's going to help you to have a better quarter. It really will. Okay. Okay, so with that said, I want to go ahead and I want to move on into today's hot topic. As we move forward with the monthly theme, the prosperity code, today's subtopic is business growth strategies. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever wondered how some small businesses grow and succeed while others struggle to literally make ends meet? Well, there are different methods to success. And so what I want to do is uncover some secrets that can help your business to basically thrive. Let's talk about digital marketing and social media, because these are like the superheroes of the business world right now. Imagine having the power to reach hundreds, thousands, or even millions of people with just a few clicks. That's what digital marketing and social media can do for your business. Now, it has changed tremendously. I will say that. And so, yes, you will have to pay to play in some instances, but I think organic marketing is still very important as well. With digital marketing, you can use tools to get your business in front of potential customers, not to mention social media, which is like having your megaphone to shout about your products and services to the world. You can establish both your social media presence and your digital marketing outreach by doing some of these things. And again, maybe these things you've heard about, but here's the thing, unless you've implemented them and actually doing them, then maybe they still are secrets, right? So here's number one. Hands down, you've got to establish a strong online presence. So how do you begin to create that strong online presence? Well, first you have to create a compelling online presence and brand. So making sure that your brand is first sealed in there is very important. Your colors, your business name, your any taglines or phrases that you use on a frequent basis, right? So that's going to be key, because your brand is going to help you with anything else that you're trying to do from a marketing standpoint, right? Then you want to start by developing a user-friendly website that reflects your brand identity and showcases your products and your services, right? Notice I said user-friendly. That's very important. Utilize search engine optimization, that's called SEO techniques, to ensure your website ranks well on search engines. So very, very important, okay? So with that, there is one website that I am going to go to right now, make sure it is still there, you know, because SEO is so very, very important. Yes. So I want you all to check out the website, SEMrush.com. So let me spell it out for you as you're taking notes. S-E-M, so S is in Sam, E is in Edward, M is in man, and then Rush, R as in Robert, U as in umbrella, S as in Sam, H as in hello, right? SEMrush.com. It's an excellent website. They have some quality information on there on what SEO is all about. And if you type in their search, what is SEO, it will take you to a section where they give you an incredible detailed article, almost like a workshop on paper about SEO, and it really will give you a really good understanding of that. Moving on with number two, as we talk about business growth strategies, right? Engaging with your audience on social media. So it's not just about having a presence online, but it's about engaging online. And, you know, social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, they all offer excellent opportunities to connect with your target audience. So how do you begin to engage? Well, the first thing is this. I know a lot of people have been utilizing their personal Facebook page for their business, right? They've been letting their friends know about a lot of different business things. Well, Facebook has kind of changed the algorithms on that. And what this means is that now they do allow you now, if you have a personal Facebook page, they do allow you to also use that personal page for business. They even give you that option now, right? But what you don't know is that Facebook is now holding back on who sees what you post from your personal page as well. And one of the things that I've learned is that, yes, while they let you turn your business account, and I mean your personal account, I want to make sure I correct that. Correction, while they make sure that you have an option to turn your personal account into a what they call a professional account, right? Basically, why they did that is to really get you to pay for more advertisement as well. So now, whenever you do a business-oriented post on your personal page, guess what? Facebook is going to then activate the blue boost button. And what that means is pay to play. That means, you know, do you want to, you have the option here to now boost this post from your personal page. You can pay and boost this post so that more people can actually see it. Okay. And this is a way for them to make money. And I guess they feel in a way that this is helping us. But what's going to help us is to at least allow more people to see organically the posts that we're posting as well. But what I've learned on the Facebook personal page is that, you know, they're treating it like the business page, which means now they're letting less than 3-5% of people see your post, your business post. And then maybe 5-7% of the people who follow you on the personal page can see your personal post, anything personal that you put out there. So this is something you're going to have to take a look at and test out and see how it might be actually helping you. However, I think still having a Facebook business page, actually creating a Facebook business page, is very helpful. And I think it's helpful because of search engine optimization. If you post relevant posts, if you use relevant keywords and keyword phrases on your business page, it will pick up on, you know, say, for example, Google search engine faster from your business page than it would from your website. So I want you to keep focused on that, okay, engaging. So you've got to, on the regular, post engaging content. So this could be questions as well. Post engaging content, include images, videos, blog posts to keep your followers interested and informed. So this comes back to Do you have a social media calendar? Do you have it planned out? Even though you may have someone who is helping you to implement and get those posts out, you still need to be a part of the implementation until that individual is used to developing social media content for you. Then they can be more self-directed in taking care of it without your input, right? Here's number three, leveraging email marketing campaigns, okay? Now, email is still the most effective communications method online. A lot of people don't believe that, but all you've got to do is just look at yourself. Are you still opening up your emails every day? Okay, if the answer is yes, just that simple question. Are you still opening up your email every day? Just that simple question. If the answer is yes, case in point, that is what I'm saying. It is still the most effective communications, but it's about what you say, how you say it, and what the subject line is that will get individuals to open up the email, right? And so this is what you need to start paying attention to. Email marketing, again, it remains one of the most effective tools. So you need to work on building an email list of subscribers interested in your products and services. And how do you do that? Of course, the time-tested way is to develop valuable free offers that in exchange for what you provide to them in the free offer, they're going to provide to you their name, phone number, and email. And then they will go into, from there you create an email sequence cycle that they will go through so that it will get them familiar with who you are. You can call them to action. There's many ways that you can do this, right? But on the regular, you need to be sending out newsletters, promotions, and updates. Personalize your emails to cater to the specific needs and preferences of your audience, increasing the likelihood of conversion. The next thing is, you know, we've got to talk about productivity and operations, because running a small business can feel like spinning plates sometimes. But here's what I do know, and this is a big secret that I had to learn the hard way, and it took me a decade or so to learn this. So I'm hoping that by hearing this, you will have an aha moment. But what I have learned is that when you are not in your CEO role, at least 35 to 50% of the time on a weekly basis, you're going to have things that fall through the cracks. You're not going to be able to grow the business. You're not going to see things happening. So you have, in order for you to gain better productivity, you've got to know what's priority and what you should be working on. And all of the things that you're working on should be supporting what it is that you want to experience for the quarter in your business. And then you break that down by month and then by week, and you'll have all those to-do items that you're actually working on, right? That's what's key. And keeping in the forefront of your mind the most important three things that should be happening: marketing, generating leads, and sales. All of these things are part of the planning for the CEO. The CEO has to be on top of things in order for it to happen. And when you're not, guess what? Okay. But there are some tools and some different things that can help you with streamlining your operations and getting more things done in less time. So let's talk about what those things might be. Okay, the first thing to help you with having more productivity is knowing how to literally harness the power of data, right? Data analytics tools can provide valuable insights into your consumer behavior, your market trends, and the performance of your digital marketing, right? So the first thing you want to do is to ask your webmaster if you have Google Analytics attached to your website, because Google has a free tool that it is paying attention to how many people visit a particular page, whether there are page links broken. It's giving you a lot of data that allows you to see what needs to be improved upon, right? And so by looking at your data, how many leads are being generated, how many emails are being opened, how many people are visiting your website, looking at all of these key performance indicators, or better known as KPI, is going to help you to better plan and improve your business. So you've got to be able to read your data. And let's not leave out something that's important as we look at data. Let's not leave out the cash flow, because the cash flow projection is very important. Whether you want to use a real-time cash flow to see how your business is doing because you don't yet have a bookkeeping system, or whether you want to use a projected cash flow to help you know how many clients you need, to help you to know the type of spending that you need to curtail on from your expenses, right? So again, cash flows will help you. If you're thinking about adding a new service, a new product, or having some type of new campaign, you can also do a cash flow on that as well. So the cash flow is an important part of the data analytics as well, okay? Moving on to the next thing that's going to help you with literally productivity is automating routine tasks. This is a biggie right here, because I talk about marketing automation and how important that is, but automation really says it can save you a significant amount of time in streamlining your operations and improving your productivity. Now, this will require you to invest in marketing automation software. And some of those softwares, here are some of the top softwares that I suggest you take a look at, okay? At the top is MailerLite, MailerLite.com. MailerLite has a really good system. It allows you to have up to 1,000 subscribers and still send emails, do auto sequences, do a landing page. It still allows you to do all of that on the free service, right? But then when you're ready to grow and move up, MailerLite will then help you with giving you low cost to increase the number of subscribers that you have, to increase the number of newsletters and emails and different things that you're being sent out. And so MailerLite is very, very good, and I encourage you to take a look at it. The next software that you might want to look at does the same thing as ConvertKit, okay? ConvertKit, ConvertKit.com. Take a look at ConvertKit. It's similar to MailerLite. Both of them are very good. I just want to give you more than one to look at, because they both have a different user-friendly interface. And whereas you may not like the interface of MailerLite, you may like the one of ConvertKit. And of course, you still have Constant Contact, which is like one of the first email marketing platforms that really became popular. So you want to take a look at Constant Contact. Again, that's Constant, ConstantContact, Contact, ConstantContact, ConstantContact.com. And then there are many of you who are utilizing MailChimp, and there's nothing wrong with MailChimp. You know, if you're already using MailChimp, you may have to go up to the paid version, because they have taken away some of the features of their free version and pushed it over to the next paid version. So again, you may want to take a look at that. But MailChimp is pretty good. A lot of people use MailChimp, and it's certainly included as a integration, third-party integration in many of the software platforms that you might already use, okay? So take a look at some of those that I am recommending to you. And then, of course, as you are looking at getting more productive on your daily routines, I definitely want you, if you don't have a calendar system that you're already using, then what I want to recommend to you that you use is Google. Now, Google has a really wonderful calendar system. You can download Google Calendar as an app, and it has really a lot of features. Now, if you have a domain name but you don't have a domain email, like your name at yourcompanyname.com, if you don't have a domain name email, then I would suggest that you take a look at Google Workspace, right? You can go there by going to workspace.google.com, workspace again, .google.com. And you can start out for as low as $12, having more space and access with Google Workspace, which includes so many tools, but the most popular are Google Sheets, Google Slides, Google Docs, Google Sites. That's the website maker. Unlimited websites you can have, unlimited space. So there are so many things that happen when you have Google Workspace, also including Google Meet, which is just like Zoom, just as effective as Zoom. All of that's included with your Google Workspace account. And as I said, the starting account, I believe the standard is $12, and then the next account up from that is $18 if you're needing to have more people other than 100 people on a Google Meet video meeting, then you can go up to the $18 one, which I think allows you to have like 500 people, okay? And then last but not least, I want to talk about collaborating with influencers, okay? Because influencer marketing can be a powerful way to expand your reach and engage your new audience. So what you want to do is identify influencers in your niche with a significant following and authentic engagement, right? Now, they can't be doing exactly what you do. So what you're looking for is compatible influencers where they aren't doing what you do, but they are seeing your target audience. That's the key. Their endorsement can lend credibility to your brand, drive traffic to your website or your social media, which is just such a big help. So there you have it. Secrets to scaling your small business, from harnessing the power of digital marketing and social media to optimizing productivity and streamlining operations. So if you want more of this and you want to go deeper into it and actually seeing some examples of implementation, then I suggest that you join our Women About Biz Crown Club. Again, go to member.womenaboutbiz.net. Click either sign up if you're new, or sign in if you've already signed up, okay? I want to thank all of you for listening at the show, and I want to just say blessings and peace to you and much productivity this week. Take care, everybody.